No, this is not one of those.
Okay.
Like, I've watched wisecrack videos where they explore the philosophy of it, or
So,
other ones where they have their theories, but nothing...
And I like those, to be honest. I think they're all stupid, but I don't agree with their conclusions, but I like how it's generating people. They're just throwing seeds out there, watching all the crazy shit grow. And I also like how they routinely shut them down in the show, but regardless... let it be awkward for a minute. You can see, you can turn this all the way up.
What?
Sit sock, ladies and gentlemen, and today, with absolutely no preamble, warning, or chance to prepare, is special guest Amy Shalandra Reams.
Good morning.
Kyle Judas Hagen could not be with us today because he is, air quote, on some kind of trip, quote, working...
To the mountains.
I have no fucking idea what he's doing. What is he doing?
He's watching a whole bunch of horror films.
Oh, that showed. Okay.
Horror show.
So he's doing that other website.
yeah.
Sickle and Ephraim. Right?
Yep.
That's I'll link that because we are hate to do it, but we're recording on Friday the 13th.
I forgot.
Yeah. I don't like to say that because then people know how far in advance we are and they realize just how terrible we are at keeping up with the news and things.
Yeah, but like...
But you gotta acknowledge it.
It's a special day.
It's a special day, except it's not special for people listening because this is gonna be like months out.
Yeah, but they can look back and remember how much fun they had.
They can remember what it meant. This would be a part of us. And Highball. Give us money. Whoa. I'm not going in front of that guy because that guy makes bad decisions. See that? See that guy? Do you not want to be in front of that guy?
Nope. He's a sawhorse. Not even tied down.
And one headlight. Did you actually drink the highball?
I did.
Are you going to regret that?
Nope. I don't think so.
There's a highball rattling around the back seat. It's been a highball kind of week, month, quarter for Kendrick here. So there's the whole back of the car is just highballs. Just empty highballs.
Just a solid layer of highballs.
How are you doing this morning? There's a fly in my car.
There's a what? Oh,
some
shit.
Kind of flying. I don't want to actually be behind that. That guy's got hazard flashers. I can't look at that fly. I got to drive the car. It's too much. I can't record a podcast.
Look at a fly.
Identify a fly.
Drive a car.
And drive a car. This is too many. It's too many. Oh, I'll roll the window down just a second here. It's like a skeeter. Get out.
A skeeter? That's worse than a fly.
It kind of looks like a skeeter. Well, I'm going to pretend that I got him.
Okay.
Because I don't see him now.
What is in a highball?
Very little. Lemon, lime. It's basically like a La Croix for people who need to get shit done.
Oh.
Because it's just the lemon lime flavoring. And then caffeine, like normal. And then like guarana and B vitamins and ginseng and shit.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I dig them. There's zero calories. So... And there's no sweeteners, so there's no weird headachey shit from all the other crap.
Ooh.
I've been drinking them for a very long time, and they're in most grocery stores. They just really haven't taken... It's weird. They've sort of taken off, but no one really knows about them. They make some that are actually sweetened. The colored cans instead of the white cans have sugar in them.
Hmm.
Like cane sugar, and they have, like, fruit juice in them and stuff, so they're actually pretty good.
How'd you find them?
I am a connoisseur of energy drinks, and I was ever since college, back when I had to get shit done, and I will routinely try new ones. I've kind of stopped that as I found out that a lot of the side effects that I was disliking about drinking energy drinks were coming from the sweeteners, because I didn't like how I sometimes get a headache, or my stomach would get upset, or whatever, and then I found out it was mostly due to the sweeteners. I can't do them, like they mess with me. So I started searching for ones. So now, instead of just buying one and drinking it and then feeling like shit, I will read the ingredients whenever I see a new one. And I'll either be like, oh, this one's got monk fruit in it. There's one in that was, I forget what it was called, but it had monk fruit as a sweetener, which is another low-calorie sweetener. It tastes strange, but it didn't upset my stomach or anything. So that was all right. But it does have a weird, like...
Monkey fruity.
Yeah, it's a strange, like, stevia's got that kind of medicinal, like, herbal flavor to it on the aftertaste where it doesn't mesh with everything. Mm-hmm. Monk fruit has, like, a strange, how do I put it? It's not like a, I don't want to say something off-putting like fermented fruit, but it's a little bit of a flavor kind of like that.
Huh.
Not quite like alcohol, but yeah, it's weird. It's not bad, but it's not one that I go for all the time. Mostly because those, I think it's not super duper sweet, so I still put a little bit of sugar. And this is just nothing. This is just fizzy water with caffeine in it. You really can't go wrong with it. It might upset your stomach a bit if you haven't eaten anything and you don't have a hardened caffeine addiction like me. But I still strongly recommend Highball. They also do coffees, canned coffees, milky coffee, like a mocha, vanilla. Fucking delicious.
Coffee in a can.
Extra caffeinated coffee in a can. It's like coffee, but it's in a can.
Coffee plus.
Coffee plus in a can. And it doesn't taste like a can. Some of the canned coffees get that kind of metallic taste.
Hmm.
And they must do a good coating. Prevent that. It's good. It's good shit. Highly recommend it. If you want an energy drink that'll kick you in the ass and you don't care about the sugar, VUCA is a good one. I first encountered VUCA when we're just talking about energy drinks now.
Yeah.
I first encountered VUCA when I was driving home from Greeley to Bailey, which is a long drive, at the end of a long day, and I had met some friends from college. I hadn't seen them in a long time, and so I was up there, and it was like midnight, I think, when I decided to go home. And I was like not awake enough to go home. But I went home anyway because I'm a stupid person. And back then I was like 23 and I was even stupider.
Invincible-like.
I like to think that I'm getting smarter every day, but that does mean that every story means it's a story about me when I was dumber. But I decided I'm just going to drive home anyway. And I got in the car and I'm like, I need something to help me get home. So I went to the nearest gas station, grocery store. I forget what was there. It was open at fucking whatever time I went home. It probably wasn't even that late. I'm probably just lame. But I found this stuff, and I'd never seen it before. It was called VUCA. And they had different varieties. They had, like, mind and body and spirit or something. And it was, like, slightly different micronutrient balances and fruit juices mixed in. And I forget which one it was. I got the orange flavored one. I forget which its name was, but it was orange flavored. I think it was body. But I drink energy drinks frequently, and when I first had a VUCA, it hit me like a train. I was just not quite in white knuckle, like super attentive on the drive home, but it was just like, I am 100% awake right now. I can see everything. And then I had the most horrifying nightmares of recent memory when I went to sleep. So don't drink VUCA before you go to bed.
Yeah, that doesn't really sell anybody, I think, on VUCA.
No, but I use it a lot at the sword fighting stuff. We will share a VUCA around, and it gets you going, kicks you.
But don't have a whole one.
Don't drink a whole one at midnight if expecting to sleep that night. Now, you can go ahead and have a whole one if you're just going to give up on sleep that night. Because you don't want the devil to rip out your soul from your toenails. If you don't want that to happen to you, then don't sleep.
VUCA.
Hashtag no sleep.
Sell it to that podcast.
Yeah. That's actually a good idea. See, that's what you should do. You should get, if you're going to do a no sleep or something, you should do an energy drink.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right?
Be like, since you're not sleeping anyway, have a cool, refreshing VUCA.
Or an effervescent and diet-friendly Highball.
Sponsored
by Highball. We're not sponsored by Highball. Please, can we be sponsored by Highball? That car lives there now.
Yep.
BT Dubs.
It gave up the ghost. It knows what it's about.
I guess I'll go this way. Hi, Van. It's a Savannah. That is not how you spell Savannah. Is it?
But it's like Savan. Get it?
Right, but shouldn't there be more N's and H's in there?
Yeah, I think it ends with an H.
I thought there are more N's.
S-A-V-A-N and H?
Yeah, I think so. That's it. GMC, your vehicle's stupid, and you're stupid for naming it that way.
But it was a pun.
I'm sure it's a pun, but the pun still stands. with the other, the correct spelling.
Someone's gonna, someone from GMC is gonna hear that, and they spent all night
drinking highball.
Drinking highball, holed up in a conference room somewhere with crumpled papers littered on the floor, and they're like, "Guys, I had this highball, and now brilliance has struck. Are you ready for Savannah?"
And they're like, "Isn't it spelled with an H?" Shut up, Jerry! Don't fuck with my vision. And Jerry got fired. He's our special guest today on the podcast. Jerry tied up in the trunk.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry, for trying to derail the dumbest idea of GMC. I said that GMC's not really known for its pioneering, forward-thinking mentality. Didn't they go out of business again a couple times?
I don't know. What are they?
They were bankrupt. They went bankrupt and got bailed out.
Good for them.
I mean, you're welcome.
This one apparently can fly because it has wings. Bottom right.
Oh, yeah. No, I see. Yeah, look at that. What is that symbol with the heart and the wings?
I'm pretty sure that's Southwest Airlines.
It does seem like Southwest Airlines.
And now there's just a whole bunch of confusion.
What is this?
I don't know what they do.
Reveal your secrets to me, Van Man.
He looks like an electrician, based off of all of the power cords.
There's a lot of power cords, a lot of ladders. I'm trying to get to the side here so I can see. It's a white, it's just a plain white van. It's just called Two Brothers. Okay, here's one. Because this is how we roll. Have you seen that article or any of the articles or videos talking about why Rick and Morty is bad?
Why it's bad?
Yes.
No.
You've watched Rick and Morty, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was one of the ones that you just kind of calmly nod and don't really like.
No.
Everyone's entitled to do that. If your friends want to watch a show and you don't like it, you don't have to like it, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even have to pretend to like it. You could just be quiet. That's fine. If you don't want a conflict, that's okay. There's a lot of shows people watch that I just kind of nod, like, okay, that's fine. I don't really want to ever watch that, but I'm not going to pick a fight.
No, this is not one of those.
Okay.
Like, I've watched wisecrack videos where they explore the philosophy of it, or other ones where they have their theories, but nothing.
And I like those, to be honest. I think they're all stupid, but I don't agree with their conclusions, but I like how it's generating people. They're just throwing seeds out there, watching all the crazy shit grow. And I also like how they routinely shut them down in the show. But regardless, the last season ended. We all saw that. It had a incoherent arc, as always, but it had some pretty strong things going throughout it. And as a result of it being apparently one of the most popular cartoons of this time frame, like, it's apparently doing very well, I guess. I don't know if they're approved for another season yet, but they're apparently making Adult Swim a lot of money, so that's good. But because of that popularity now, there's a big movement towards shitting on it, as all things are when they reach a certain point.
Yep.
And as a hipster who hates hipsters, I can get behind that. But I watched a video and someone sent me an article, and both of them basically talked, because they said, okay, why, either A, why I hate Rick and Morty, or B, why Rick and Morty is bad. Those are like the titles, right? And, oh, I forgot. I've got a seat heater here. What am I even doing?
Wow.
It's been warm so long, I forgot about this. So anyway, the article and video were talking about, okay, why is Rick and Morty, why I hate Rick and Morty, or why Rick and Morty is bad. I'm genuinely interested to hear this because I love the show a lot, but it has some spots that, like, I wouldn't recommend it to my grandmother, right?
Yeah.
Or let's pretend I had nieces and nephews then. I think I have a nephew. Do I have a nephew?
Gary doesn't.
I get once removed. I mean, I think I have one of those once removed ones where my cousins have kids. Some of my cousins have kids.
Well, isn't that like a second cousin?
Is it second cousin?
I think it is.
Well.
Anyway, you have a small child relative.
I wouldn't recommend it to them either, but I think that they're babies, so I wouldn't do that anyway. They're probably not having a conversation on Rick and Morty. Anyway, I would not recommend that to children. I'd recommend it to angsty teenagers, I think. But.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it to my boss, I guess. I don't know. It's a weird one, because it is definitely inappropriate for most contexts, but it revels in its inappropriateness, right? So I would say, I mean, I'm curious as to what people would have against it. Like, why don't you like it? Is it really enough of a turnoff for you that it's vulgar or that Rick pukes on himself or stupid shit like that? So I'm like, let's see. Reveal your secrets unto me, reviewer man. I want to know why you hate my show that I love. And literally every point was that the fans suck for various reasons. And either Dan Harmon or Justin Roiland are crazy people.
That's it?
That's all they had to say. The video, he talked about how the show isn't really as smart as people say it is, but it never builds itself as smart. It builds itself as fucked up.
Yeah.
And it is.
And just kind of strange.
And people call it smart. And then he talked about how it's not really nihilist, but again, it's just people calling it this shit. So he's mostly pissed that people have applied labels he didn't like to this show, none of which are really in itself. He didn't like the commercialism and the way people behaved with the whole McDonald's event, which, for those of us paying attention, not paying attention at home or wanting to play along, they released the Szechuan sauce at a very small number of McDonald's and gave them a very small amount, like 100 packets per place kind of thing.
I heard 20.
I heard that, but I didn't know if that was people complaining or if that was actually McDonald's employees saying it. But it was definitely on the scale of small, like ridiculous small. Because normally they get tens of thousands of these things, right? So it was obviously not meant to be as big as it was. And it went over like a lead balloon. Ironically, everyone's talking about McDonald's now, so it probably worked out perfectly for them. And they're talking about doing more. So that everyone was pissed about it. This guy says, well, this just shows how stupid you guys are because you shouldn't care about this stuff because the whole point of it is that it was a ridiculous one-off joke. You shouldn't get this upset over a sauce. But it is worth noting that a cartoon motivated McDonald's to re-release a sauce, something they don't ever do. And, point of order, no official negotiations took place, and it was not a Rick and Morty event. It had no affiliation with Adult Swim or Cartoon Network or anything. It was purely McDonald's choosing to re-release their sauce for no reason.
Well, it's an easy, easy cash grab.
It is. But here's the funny part. It wasn't a co-marketing thing. There was no official partnership.
So someone in McDonald's is just like, fuck yeah.
Someone in McDonald's was watching Rick and Morty and said, can we do that? And they did it. And that, to me, is amazing more than any of the other complaints or bullshit. Yeah, again, the fans are pissy. And then the last point this guy had was Dan Harmon's a crazy person. And he is. He's a fucking lunatic. And I think he'd probably be the first one to admit it. He really hates Nazis. And who doesn't? But, like, he goes on tirades. Like, he goes on tirades that are above and beyond appropriate levels of Nazi hate.
Huh.
To, like, screaming into a microphone about not being a Nazi. And it's like, okay, you might be a little too far on the Nazi thing. But he is a crazy person. If you've ever seen any interviews, he's not a sane human being. Few cartoon creators are, and few people like him, those high-powered mutants, God's own prototypes, they're not well in the head. You don't create something like Rick and Morty and be well in the head. I mean, if you look at it, Justin Roiland does the voices in a lot of the character stuff, but Dan Harmon does perfect impressions of all the voices he does. You can't tell when Dan Harmon's doing a Rick or Morty voice. I've heard them side by side, and you're like, that's the same. And Dan Harmon has just as much creative input as Justin does on that thing. And they're fucking lunatics. These guys are not okay in the head. And that's what we like about it. So are there any things that you like where the fans are awful?
Not as far as fandoms go, but just being on Tumblr in general.
The meta fandom.
Where it's all of them, all in one place, all of the time, is terrifying. I don't know if you've ever been down that particular rabbit hole.
I don't like Tumblr. I made that public.
I did for a long time. Well, not a long time, but like a good amount of time. Where when I started, it was fun, and, like, pictures of puppies and, like, movies that I enjoy or TV shows that I enjoy.
Cultural references out the wazoo.
And then without fail, everybody that I was following, like, moved over into the social justice realm. And so every time I would log on...
You're like, let's look at some puppies and things, movies I like.
And I just hate myself at the end of it. And that would happen every night because I liked getting through my entire wall of shit.
Yep. Gotta do your whole thing.
And then, oof.
And then at the end of it, you're like, now I'm sad. And the only reason I opened this app was to not feel sad.
But those are some shitty people. IMHO. Not always, but...
Well, and it's one of those things, too, where you can get away with it once in a while. And I harp on them. I harp on them a lot. I do. But let's take a step back. You have your opinions. You're allowed to have that. There's shit going on in the world you don't like. You can talk about it. But you got to remember your context here. Like, we have a podcast here specifically for the purpose of wandering, meandering nonsense. It's called Spitting in the Stream of Consciousness. For the sake of whichever individual you care to invoke. And it's meant to be the kind of thing as a platform of no platform. We don't have a purpose or a goal. You know what you're getting into on this podcast. If all both of our listeners.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi,
Kendrick's mom.
Oh. And, and sometimes Becca comments or likes on these things. So, hi, Becca. If you're actually listening, if you just like, I don't know. But someone fucked that guardrail up. Did you see that? Like, fucked that guardrail up.
They had a personal grudge.
Cardville's killed her dad.
Fuck you.
You gotta know, we're gonna ramble about God knows what. Like, sometimes Kyle or I will get a wild hair up our ass and just go on about something. But when you have a Tumblr that's primarily dedicated to pictures of kittens or, you know, movie references, and then you turn that into something, it just feels like a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to do that, but then I'm also allowed to bitch about it, so.
I'm just here for kittens. Like, I don't want to know how being a cisgendered white woman is not where they should be.
It makes you the Antichrist, except I don't believe in Christ. So I don't know how I could invoke that. But it still makes you that.
Ugh.
I don't know. Like, for my I'm on Instagram, for anyone who cares. My Instagram, as you may have noticed,
is
almost entirely dogs and cats. And funny things. It'll occasionally have me in them, but mostly as a vehicle upon which a dog or cat is sitting on. That's it.
Yep.
So I might put some cool pictures if I see like a sunset, but I'm not gonna post like political shit on there, or even my usual like philosophical nihilist shit on there. It's fun pictures for fun times. That's all I put on there, and that's what you know. And the whole point of that Instagram is for there to be a place in my world that's nothing but puppies and kittens.
I follow your Instagram, and
yeah,
I enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm going to keep doing it. My Facebook is mostly void. Like, I just lurk, but that's one where I'll go all over the place. But I still don't even care. I still try to minimize the political shit, actually. Is it worth passing this guy? It is.
Whoa.
V8! So I said that a lot on the podcast for a long time, right?
Uh-huh.
And Kyle only recently realized that I actually had a V8 in this car.
Didn't you say that when you got it?
Yeah, I kept saying it over and over again that I had a V8. And then I would, like, punch it sometimes, and I would shout V8, you know, as a reference to Mad Max. And he just thought I was referencing Mad Max. He didn't realize that I actually had a V8 in this car. I mean, why would I say that if I didn't have one, Kyle?
Well, you did say it in your old car.
Which is also a V8.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just V8 happy.
I'm just V8 happy. I mean, I drive big-ass SUVs that are heavy. I need big-ass engines to power them.
Made for a lot of people.
It's true. Aside from the fact that I took out the backmost seats, this car seats 8.
So many people.
Yeah, the last three might have to be, like, amputees, but,
they can squeeze.
Well, the back row's actually not too bad. Let me back up.
Yeah, I've been in it.
Yeah, there we go. So, you talked more than I thought you would.
It's gotta be a conversation. That's the whole point.
It's true. You pointed.
I did.
Let
For
it
those
be
of you
known,
who can't see, which Amy, is all of you.
Amy pointed.
I pointed at the mic.
So Kyle's off doing whatever. Hopefully you've already seen his articles about that. But this is the podcast we recorded while his podcast was up there. Mm-hmm. It's probably like mid-November at this point. Episode 100 and some.
Special 100th episode. We've, not this one, though.
Well, we already did it.
Oh, did you?
Well, we will have had when this comes out. So now you fucked it up.
Oh, shit. Ha. You fucked it up. You can edit it out.
No, I'm not going to. It's just more fun to leave fuck-ups in.
God damn it.
You should have heard how many I left in from the Hagen residence one.
I did. I listened to it the other night, and then my podcast, like, stopped halfway.
Really?
Like, you were in the middle of a sentence, and it was like, bip. And I was like, that's a really random place to stop it. Nope, my podcast app just died.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 100+ episodes, and here's where we're at. Ironically, back where we started, because when we started recording it, we were parking in this parking lot.
Maybe this parking space. Who knows?
Yeah, that's weird. Where did I used to park?
It was around here. I think you were always these couple of...
I think so, yeah.
...spaces.
Yeah. Different car. Yep. Different people. It was Joe... Kyle... Because we started in December, and that was... We were here, and then we did like 6 months, and then...
Moved, and then moved again. And
we're back. It's the circle of life. All right, like, comment, and subscribe, and you'll become your parents.